All right, Scott, thanks for being our informant for this. First of all, I'd like to collect some kind of like background informant information on you. So could you kind of give me a background of yourself in terms of where you're from, like where you grew up, I mean, how old you are, all that type of stuff.
Sure. I'm Scott. I'm a 21-year-old male from Minnetonka, Minnesota. Grew up there most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Play hockey. My majors are comp sci and history.
Okay.
I was born in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's about it.
So we're trying to collect some information about the folklore of long-distance backpackers and long-distance hikers. So I'm kind of asking you this because I'm kind of interviewing you because I know that you've been on some, like, backpacking trips and you've done trail crew, which mm-hmm. I'm sure has its own type of thing. And so do you have any examples of folklore that you think long-distance backpackers kind of have? I know that you've probably come into contact with them from just being on trail crew, and you were also like part of first year trips that included a technically like kind of semi long distance like backpacking trip. So examples of folklore would include things like hold on, there's a whole list of them. My computer's not loading this file, unfortunately. But okay. Don't worry, we're gonna edit this heavily, so. So I think some examples would be like weird like cultural things that you do, or like jokes, inside jokes, like I think dances or rituals or any physical items that would be kind of out of place in another setting. So an example of this would be like the white blaze of the Appalachian Trail. I think that's typically, it could be perceived as a type of folklore because it's like a physical representation of something that doesn't really happen anywhere else. Okay, here we go. I got the list. So folklore includes myths, legends, folk tales, jokes, proverbs, riddles, etc. This is all like verbal, oral folklore. and then there are physical ones such as like dance, costume, the clothes that you wear, all that type of stuff, like similes and metaphors and nicknames. I think you can probably talk a little bit about like trail names and stuff, right? Maybe did you have like nicknames for people?
Trail names are interesting. We don't necessarily, you know, I don't necessarily know where all the trails get their specific names,
uh-huh.
but those trails do end up getting reputations.
Okay.
Especially different stretches of them.
Uh-huh.
I know...
Like difficulty or like...
Difficulty, yeah. or personality, too. Okay. I mean, especially for trail crew, we spend a lot of time...
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of time in a certain stretch of trail, and so we kind of knew it forward and back, and so...
Mm.
You know, so each of them get their own... personality to them. So for example, on if we just take Moose Lock Mountain
mm-hmm.
as an example, you got Gorge Brook, which is, you know, just colloquially vertical and rocky, and then you have Hurricane Trail, which is marshy, wet hell
mm-hmm.
and can probably just go away. Other spots kind of along the way just kind of developed as we spent time there. So there's a particular rock on Ridge Trail in Moose Lock that we came to know it was Drippy Rock.
Uh-huh.
And we came to love Drippy Rock because not only did it signify a milestone along the way towards the top of the mountain, but it also had very delicious water coming off of it that we refused to treat in any way because at that point, who cares? So Drippy Rock is a good friend of mine. The Orange Black Orange Blaze is pretty integral to Cabin Trail here.
Orange Black and
Orange Black Orange.
Okay.
So what Orange that, Black Orange. So it's a blaze. It's a trail blaze, like the white blaze of the AT. But it signifies trails that are maintained or owned by Dartmouth College or Cabin and Trail. And so that came to be our flag sigil.
Okay, interesting.
What have you.
Okay. Can you think of any other examples of folklore, such as, like, jokes or ways to pass the time, such as, like, games? Like, did you do anything? Did you do any of that stuff, like, around the campfire or, like, trail games,
et cetera? I could start with a joke. One of our jokes was kind of derivative of the leave no trace policy of outdoorsmen.
Right.
Where, you know, you're not for the benefit of the interview, where you're not supposed to leave any evidence that you were there. You're supposed to leave it as it were.
Mm-hmm.
But as trail crew, we are kind of a natural disaster as we go through and repair stuff. So it turned into leave no trees for us. Still the same acronym, but different connotation. In terms of what we did along the trail, while we were walking from site to site, usually the big thing that I remember is teaching each other songs. And so for me, campfire songs from camp back in the day, those were ones I would teach, and then other people would teach different songs from their childhood that we would sing and round along the way, and just to pass the time as we hefted 50, 100 odd pounds of tools up a fucking mountain.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Are there any specific, like, food recipes that you can think of? I think that's, like, that's something that I had a lot of, like, creativity inspired food recipes when I was hiking, because you're only carrying, like, a certain amount of food and you have to kind of make do with what you have, right?
Yeah. Luckily for us, we went a week at a time, so if the food could last, we could get it and bring it to our campsite and keep it there. So we didn't have to be as light as a thru hiker might necessarily need to be. And so, strangely enough, hummus tends to last about a week and a half. So one thing that I remember pretty clearly on is pita, hummus, Cabot, and that's it.
Okay.
Maybe some of that, it's like sesame sticks, right? Whatever is called. Sesame sticks. Maybe that thrown on for texture, but I ate that maybe every day for 3 months, and I don't think I ever want it again.
Okay, that's interesting. That's a very specific food recipe. Can you think of any, like, traditions or, like, certain beliefs that backpackers or people who spend a lot of time in the woods, like, tend to develop? I think you mentioned leave no trace earlier, stuff like that.
One that comes up often is the trail provides, right?
I heard that one a lot, actually, too, when I was hiking.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just this kind of idea that if you're kind of desperately looking for something or desperately in need of something, somehow, some way, that will come to you in some form.
Yeah.
Maybe not exactly the form you were thinking. Maybe it's like your feet really hurt and so you want new shoes, but instead you find a real nice stick. That's great for leaning on.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. That and insanity comes for us all, I think.
Okay, great. I can't really... Can you think of anything else that could be perceived as folklore that we could...
Folklore?
Yeah.
No, because whenever I think of the word folklore, I think of stories, and I can't really think of any.
Okay, no specific stories?
I mean, there are specific stories that are specific to my experience, but they're
not really, like, specific to the whole culture of, like,
I wouldn't necessarily say it's part of the canon of hiking.
Alright, great. Alright, I think that's all we need for today.
Good, I need to pee.
Great.